There's a thing called imunah and there's a thing called betochen. You can't have betochen without imunah, that's poshut. But you can have imunah without betochen. Imunah, we said, is the theory. And betochen is the cube, is the taking that imunah and actualizing it and bring it into practice. Where do you see this beautifully illustrated? You come on from shul on Shabbos Sukkos. Shabbos Cholomoyd Sukkos, I just learned Koheles. What does it say in Koheles?
It says many
things. Lola Meiritza Zeh, Velola Gibor HaMilchome, Velola Chochem Lechem. A person's clever, that's not what brings him Lechem. And a person's strong, that's not how he wins wars. And a person's fast, that's not how he wins races. So he just learned that, he read that, and he believes it. I mean, it was 100% fully munah. And they're busy talking at the Surah and they say, wow, do you hear about Yankov? He just made a fortune. Other guy goes, psh, no, he's a clever guy. You know, this guy's a real, he's the real deal. He's a real chacham. This guy's a big, you know, he's a good strategist. He knows how to run a business or whatever. If you say, excuse me, I don't understand. You just read, lola chacham lechem. What do you mean? He just made a good deal. He made a lot of money because he's a chacham. You believe in what you have in munah? I thought you had in munah. How does it translate into betochen? No. So the guy says, I'm talking b'derech hateva. I'm talking b'derech hateva. So Desla says, you get people together and they get together and they say, okay, guys, we're going to speak now b'loshem b'shugoyim. That's what you are. You're a b'shugana. What's derech hateva? You just read in Koheles that lo lechem lechochem. Lechochem, that's not what gives you bread. And you're just talking about this clever guy who just made a bunch of money because he's so clever. And you say, no, I'm talking about derech hateva. This says, don't call it derech hateva, call it loshem b'shugai. Because that's what you are, you're b'shugana. You believe you have imunah, but when it comes to the betochem, when it comes to the lamaisa, that gets lost. That's what we're talking about here. And we'll see, that's what the Chovei Salav Baba says, that betochen, that the mahus of betochen is yishuv adas and manuchas hanefesh. He's never worried. So he said, yodi shechai keroi lairech kol shel hilchas ha'imuna. Somebody who's living properly with the halachas of imuna, einu nichnas af pam lepachadim, or hysteria. He never gets freaked out, he never has panics. Einu choyshesh loim yusura ahava velo midaigas osit. What happened yesterday is not, the yisurim from yesterday are gone. He's not worried about what will be tomorrow because it's not yah yet. He's like a child who's sitting with his mother. You ask him, got any worries? He'll tell you, no, my mother's got worries. I don't have any worries. I'm upset. The child knows that my mother will give me whatever's good for me, my mother will do for me, so what I have to worry about. Someone who's botech amiti b'boira, that's how he is. Now we all understand we're not botech amiti b'kodesh baruch hu, but you have to get in touch with where you are and use this as a barometer. To the extent that you don't have yishuv adas and manuchas nefesh, to that extent is where you're lacking a betochen, and that's where you have to work. Habetochen amuchlet v'ashen noive mikshir rotzon. Total betochen flows out of what? It flows out of a relationship ratzuf bein chaf dalet shot b'kol yom im Hashem yisparach. I'm talking about the peak of the ideal. It's 24 hours a day with Hashem. Tomim tiyim Hashem elokecho. You think this is some kind of midas chasidus or this is some kind of wacky thing? It's a mefurish apostle in the Torah. It's a tzivoy in the Torah. It's one of the 613 mitzvahs. I don't know. We'll see. Definitely show him the pshatya differently. Obetomim tiyim Hashem elokecho. Ukaloshen Rashi. Says Rashi. What does Rashi say here? Kedati ga learn this Rashi of Pahot. Tomim tiyim Hashem elokecho. Hisalechimoy betmimus v'tetzapolo. Walk with him in tmimus. Tmimus, what does it mean? Tmimus? Simpleness, wholeness. But tetzapelo. Velo techako achasidois. And don't start looking into what's going to be. What's going to be in the future? Ela kol ma sheyova alecha kabul betmimus. Everything that comes upon you, kabul betmimus. Va'az tia imo lechelko. Then you'll be with him and you'll be his portion. So you have to walk with him in tmimus. How do you do that? But not worrying about what's going to be tomorrow. And whatever's coming upon you now, you accept betmimus. What does it mean betmimus? It means that this is from Hashem and therefore this is good for me. Understand what a dagger this is? Anybody ever try to do this? Yeah. What are you looking so worried about?
I'm just thinking of, because if you got a close relative who's suffering, you're feeling tsar. So it's hard to get through that day feeling, who's it good for? Is it good for the patient? Is it good for me?
Those are the nishaynas. Nothing. That's called a nishayan.
For you too, not just the person suffering. Because you're feeling the tsar.
The Chazan Ish says, Moidika thing. We're talking about somebody who lost his whole family in the Holocaust. You understood what suffering was. Said somebody understands the light of this truth, okay, will always be besimcha. Will always be besimcha. Chazan Ish said that. What do you mean you always be besimcha? What do you mean always be besimcha? Chazan Ish didn't know what was going on out there. And he himself was not exactly maybe a children. Chazan Ish was a Baal Yisuri. Somebody who understands the light of this truth will always be besimcha. How do you do that? Oh, you're right. Lo poshut bichlal. Yeah. How did Jews do this in Auschwitz? How did you do this when somebody's sick? How do you do that? You split yourself into a lot of different pieces. Yeah. It's not so poshut. That's what I'm saying. We're discussing an ideal, yeah. How do you actually go about it? Doing this, you have to work very hard. You have to practice. You have to find examples. You have to learn how to empathize with another person and share their pain without losing my simcha. Even on Tisha B'Av, you have to be the simcha. You know that? It says, Mamait B'Simcha. It doesn't say become depressed.
Just reduce
simcha. A person has to be the simcha on Tisha B'Av as well.
Come on, I had one day a year, Rosh. I don't
know that. I'm not going to be litva. Adas there to splat the litvak, say. This is the hardest nisoyin. That's why we're learning about it. If this was easy, we wouldn't have to write a book about it. The Prius of voices, it's the whole world's kashas. In the beginning of Shara Bechina, in the Dome of Shara Bechina, so I opened it on the page, look at that. It says like this. The Morochi Yeshla Bechina Chashivas Rabba, despite the fact that Bechina, how you want to learn Bechina, the shara of investigation, of looking at the world and understanding the world in order to see the Chochmah of Hashem, there's an enormous chiyuvia, an enormous importance. Because by doing this, you'll come to know about the existence of Hashem and His oneness. And when you know who Hashem is, you'll come to realize the choiv that you have to serve Him. Most people don't do this. Yeah, despite the fact that there's $1 billion behind that door, most people don't open that door. You know why? But so he brings two sibos here. And the third one, he says this, Hamikrim harayim v'hafseidim. The bad things and the losses that you see happening in the world. When these things happen to a person, he doesn't believe that they... But tzedek, ule tovosa, and they're good for him. Hem goin rim lo lizraim el Hashem, ule yoiz kofu toiv olof. They cause him to be angry with Hashem, and to be kofu toiv olof. And therefore they don't go and investigate and understand Hashem and His oneness because of the bad things that are happening. And there's a big nisoy in this. There's a major, major problem in this. Big problem. Rebecca here once asked the question at the beginning of Avad. You can listen to the share if you want. They asked the following question. It's a very penetrating question. I don't know if you've ever asked yourself this question. But you have to ask yourself this question and confront it, otherwise you can't stop. How do you get warm and cuddly with a guy that built Auschwitz? You have a mitzvah to love Hashem. No, who built Auschwitz? Hashem. How do you get warm and cuddly with a guy that built Auschwitz? You don't want Auschwitz, choose something else. There are 2,000 years of, you can find along the span of 2,000 years, you'll find plenty of examples of how to get warm and cuddly with a guy that did this. You ever confronted that question? You have to confront that question. Without confronting that question, you can't start any of this. That's what we have to understand. How do you have a token? How do you trust? How do you know everything's good for me? When you see things happening, both at a personal level and at a cloud level, that are just like, what? What? You understand any of this? First, you have to confront the question. We haven't dealt with 2,000 years of Jewish trauma. We're still walking around traumatized from 2,000 years of Jewish trauma and trying to love Hashem, and this trauma gets in the way. I'll have a look later. I'll tell you what the shiur is called. We have a moedik shiur. The answer, there's an answer, but work we have to do. I mean, first, intellectually, we know that everything Hashem does is for the good. We don't understand it. But you have to confront the kasha. If you're not going to confront the kasha, so then you can go become a teacher in Cheder. That's Yaakov. We're not allowed to ask questions. That question has to be confronted. There are many different approaches to the kasha. That's not the point. The point is the kasha has to be approached. How did people come out of their ma'aminim even more, even stronger ma'aminim than they were before they went in? How? So we have to do a few things. We have to daven for the person who's ill. We have to do every bit of ishtadlus that we're supposed to do in order to help them get better. We have to feel their tzar, and at the same time we have to know Hakol Mishamayim v'Hakol Tova. You don't give them that share. We don't give the oni knocking on the door who doesn't have money. We don't give him a share in betochen. We give him food. You understand? There's a reason why. It's not just stump because it sounds, muzad. Don't give him a share in betochen. After it's fed, you want to give him a bit of chizuk in betochen, mashallah fed, but first feed him. Same as someone who's sick, don't give them a shirin betochen. But you can mechazak them, we'll see the stories about that. You can mechazak people and make them realize, I call it tovah. Where's the good in this? Who says you have to understand anything? You tell your kids everything? Not tell your kids everything. A lot of things you don't explain to our children, just accept it. Aval, yes, we have to confront those questions and have the courage to look at them. Without looking at those questions, you can't stop. The focus level says you can't stop. But that's what Rashi's telling us. Rashi took a posuk that says, Tomim Tim Hashem Elokecha, and he made a whole Hilchos Betochen out of it. Who told Rashi to do that? Who told Rashi to come along with such a high level of Betochen from Tomim Tim Hashem Elokecha? You just walk with Hashem, don't worry about what's going to be tomorrow, whatever's coming upon you, whatever he's throwing at you, you become a betmimas, and then you and Hashem will be together. Good? Whoever gets there first, let us know how you do it. Kashirdi chayke acha asidois. The person who's looking at the future, he's very interested in politics. What's this guy going to do if he does this, and what's going to be here, and what's going to be there, and whatever. Mishtal ba'asikim yeter alamide v'osuk b'dayga samacha. So he's involved too much in this thing, and then he's worrying about tomorrow. He can't walk with Hashem now because he's not here now. The only time you can be with Hashem is now. If you're living in the past or the future, what they call the guilt potential syndrome. Guilty about what happened yesterday and worrying about what's going to be tomorrow. So where can you be with Hashem? Yesterday or tomorrow? You can't be with Hashem then because you're not there. Hashem can be yesterday and tomorrow. You can't. Hashem's everywhere, even yesterday and tomorrow. Nachon? He was, is, and will be. But I'm not. I'm here now. So the only place I can connect to Hashem is now. So every time I'm in the past or the future, I'm not with Hashem. Zayis v'oy, b'zman kasheh, כשלנו מי לדואגס דייגס המחה עלו לצאת מדי טוב. When you're worrying about tomorrow, you can go nuts. שהרי אפילו עושם אלו הדויגלים בכוח ועצים יורי, יודעים כי אין באופק שום פתרון אמיתי למצב המדיני. הביטחוני והכלכלי, לא בארץ ישראל ולא אילם כולוי. If somebody's busy worrying about what's going to be tomorrow, and he's kulu kulu shakoin koich veitzim yodi, he knows that there's no solutions to the problems we're facing. There was never a generation that had it clearer than we have it today. You have no solution to your problems, not your security problems, not your financial problems, not here, not in the rest of the world. Yaakov Meshulam just told me that in Cape Town, which is like the second biggest city in South Africa, you heard of Cape Town? Okay, I think you told me he's doing it. They asked him, he does these feasibility studies for people that want to invest in places, whatever. That's what he does. He's a heavy analyst or whatever. He told me that in Cape Town in 3 weeks' time, there's no water. No water, that's it. Not that it's going to be that you won't be able to water your garden. No water. You open the tap, no water in 3 weeks' time. That's Cape Town. The second biggest city in South Africa.
3 weeks' time.
Just told me now. Just told me now. 3 weeks' time, aid my Cape Town. Okay, you know, it's one of the richest countries in the world. Ain't mine. Now, you'll say, yeah, because the Schwarzers did this, and because they don't have future planning, and they don't have that. So, no, that's all very cute and nice, but we know better. You know what happened in Cape Town? All the Yidden fled from Johannesburg to Cape Town, because there's less crime in Cape Town. Okay? Cape Town today must be worse than Bangkok in terms of its princess, and in terms of its intermarriage, and in terms of its... Who said, you know, no Torah, no mind. There's never been Torah in Cape Town. The Ponovitcherov said Cape Town is too physically beautiful for Torah ever to be Tofis there. Why dafka water? Why dafka water? Because water's Torah. So when you see things happening, you have to stop and think a little bit more. Everything that happens in the world happens for the Yidden. It's not for the guys in the Cape Flats there, the Schwarzes there, they're now getting water. It's because of them. It's because of us. We need to know what we have to.
As a caveat, Israel offered desalination 4 years ago and rejected it.
Of course.
It's too bad.
I tell you how stupid they are. There's enormous coal deposits on the border of South Africa in Botswana. The problem is to get that coal out of there and get it to any ports, because it's almost dead in the center of Africa. Costs billions and billions. So anyone who wants to mine that coal and ship it out is a lo shaveh. So no one ever mined it, but it's sitting there. So Yiddish boy, good from Yiddish boy from South Africa who lived in Toronto, came up with a modic idea. They're going to build a power station on top of the coal mine. Right? You don't have to ship the coal out, it's right there. And then you'll sell electricity to South Africa, who desperately needs electricity at half the price that anybody else could do, because you don't have to ship the coal. One of the biggest costs of electricity is the transport cost of getting coal here. Right? So all they had to do was get approval from the electricity companies in Africa, they would buy the electricity from them. Yeah? You think they could get a deal? Eventually the whole thing went pop. I lost a lot of money because of it, because when they signed the deal, I was getting a massive donation. The deal didn't go through because the Schwarzers wouldn't come to the party. And why didn't they come to the party? Because they thought they had other solutions. No, there's no electricity. South Africa's critically short of electricity. It's one of the biggest strategic problems facing South Africa, they have electricity. And yeah, you have it right there. Genius. It took a Yiddish cop to work that out. And that's right. Now they don't have water. I mean, you know. The problems are not solvable. You're going to solve the Islamic problem. How are you going to solve these problems? Do me a favor.
I don't want to go to school or get a degree.
We never said there's no room for planning. We never said there's no. Just to see what that means. An achidam. We're talking about daiga. Hadaiga he yechide shetzricha li tridotanu. He keitzad lo ledoeg. The biggest worry we should have, that should be worrying us all the time, is how not to worry. That should be our biggest worry. The reason why you learn betochen and you try and get more and more betochen is because it calms you down. You have yeshuv adas and nuchas and nefesh. זה הדבר היחוד שיכול לנסוח בנוי על ומיצי. And it's the only thing, the Chovetz Halevavah says it, the only thing that can give you true tranquility is בתוכן עם השם. כל השאר אינו אלא שקר, הבל ורעל רוח. Everything else is שקר, הבל ורעל רוח. Guys that had $50 million banked in Lehman's, the safest investment you could ever have. They weren't being greedy. They didn't go to Madoff. They didn't want, you know, 25% returns. They were happy to take the 2% that Lehman's was giving them. But they were safe until they woke up the next morning and they didn't have a penny. Yeah, you're safe. There's something safe here. You know, it's all sheker and hevel. So where do you get any tranquility from? The relationship you have with Hashem, to the extent that you have a relationship with Hashem, to that extent, you're not freaking out. Now, you asked a very good question. That means no planning, no looking at the future, see what's needed tomorrow. You should become a noble savage. No, that's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. No, you don't see Yidden living like that, ever having lived like that. That's how we live. The way we live is we do now what we need to do. If now I need to think about tomorrow, I'll think about tomorrow now. I have to plan, I have to sit down with my wife, we'll make the chasana, we have to sit down, we have to discuss, you know, who's coming for the Sheva Brochas and who we're going to invite, whatever. But I'm doing that now. I'm not doing that because I'm worried about what's going to be tomorrow. Are you with me? I don't find the caterer on the day of the wedding because that's ridiculous. You know, the guy, he don't need you. You know, we'll look for all. Well, you've got a hall yet? No, because the wedding's in 3 months' time. We'll find a hall on the day of the wedding. Obviously not. But the planning for the future has to be based on a now experience. I'm choosing now to do what I need to do. All ishtadlis is like that. Okay? But once again, that's in the world of ishtadlis. We're not in the world of ishtadlis now, we're in the world of betochen. Betochen means I'm here now, doing what I'm doing now, and I'm fully immersed in this moment. And what happened yesterday and what's going to be tomorrow, lo manyenoti. No worrying about tomorrow. The things that I have to take care of and that I have a chiyuv to do, I have to do. But I'm doing it now. Somebody once made a very good tip. Let's say you're a bit of a worrier and you're not holding Yahweh, we're in perfect imun and betochen with Hashem. So what do? You're worrying all the time. Set aside time to worry. Set aside time to worry. If you find it useful, take 15 minutes, 20 minutes, how much time do you need? And use that time to sit and doeg and worry and fret about what you have to worry about. And the rest of the day, you're freed up to do what you have to do. Otherwise, there's a little bit of worrying nudging you through the entire day. You want to have a panic attack, organize and sit down and have a panic attack. You sit down. You can't suppress who you are and what you're feeling. We're not holding you. We're in real. So get practical in real. In real, when I'm worrying and I'm what's going to be, whatever, take time, cut out your day, you know, no calls, whatever your secretary's name is, Bob, and no calls for the next 20 minutes, I'm worrying and panicking. So, and allow yourself to worry. And then clear off your desk for the rest of the day, not to worry. And if you feel that it's happening again, you're getting a bit worried or whatever, well, stop. Open up your Chovetz Halevavah for 5 minutes. Chazak is a betochen, go fight it. It's an avoider. So, these things don't happen automatically. By the way, we do have, in everything in Kedusha, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us some free rides in order to get a taste of what it feels like so we know how to do it in the areas we need to work. There's certain areas you always get a freebie. Yeah? Unless you have an enormous anxiety disorder, when you walked into this room this morning, you were panicking that the roof was going to fall in your head. Why not?
It's happened here before.
Why not?
What is your question? Sorry,
when you walked in this room this morning, yeah, you had like a sense of anxiety that like, or while you're sitting here, you have like some sense of anxiety that, well, okay, maybe the roof could fall on my head.
Not at all. When you get in the car, you get in the car, you go.
What I'm just saying, there's certain areas where. So what are we having in betochen in? I understand the guy with anxiety disorder much better than the guy who walks in and doesn't think about the roof falling on his head. The guy with anxiety disorder who sits here like, or won't come in because, you know, he might understand because why shouldn't this fall in? You had about 5,000 tons of concrete sitting up there, nothing's holding it. Except some scientific principles, which the builder doesn't know about. You know, so who are you trusting? Where's your trust? Where's your betochen here? It's not in Hashem.
The Arab who built it.
You trust the Arab that built it? Who stole the steel because... No, I don't trust the Arab that built it. What do we trust?
He's standing the whole time.
Oh, so that's a statistic. You trust statistics. You have betochen in statistics, that's all. So you see, you have any, and you don't have to think that. You don't walk in and say, well, look, should I go into that room or not? Well, statistically, and I find my Rav and ask him a shali, is it mutter to walk into the building? Because statistically, practically, that's not how we live our lives. We have an automatic sense of betochen in the wrong thing. But you have a taste of what it feels like not to worry about something automatically. So take that and put it into a shem, that's all.
Getting in an elevator.
I made it up. I'm joking.
Getting in an elevator.
Anything. Anything. We're relying on statistics. My daughter's friend said to her, you have no fear. Like she got in the bus and there was an Arab driver. There were like two other people on the bus. She got in the bus and she went to Beshev on the bus with an Arab driver. So her friend said, you mad? How are you on the bus with an Arab driver? Bah, 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 bah. She said, when was the last time anybody got attacked on a bus by an Arab driver? Going to Beshev. Like what I have to be scared of? Like, why are you scared? If it like happened once or twice, you know, in the last year or two, but said, I wouldn't get on the bus and Arab driver because. So I told her, who are you trusting? You're trusting statistics, that's all. Ever heard of a first time? So you have betochen in what? In Hashem? No, you don't betochen in Hashem. You have betochen in statistics. Just, and we all do it all the time. Like, when was it, what do you have to be worried about? When was the last time anything like this happened? Statistically, what are the chances of that happening? So then you're relying on statistics. Chavis Alavava says, just to put your psh back in your mouth, Chavis Alavava says that if a person, everybody has to have betochen in something. There's no such thing as not having betochen in something. There's nobody walking around betochenless. The thing betochen in, that's what Hashem leaves you with. In other words, if the betochen you have for panos is in your boss, right, that's where your betochen is. So that's who you rely on. You don't have Hashem anymore. You have your boss. And it's all up to him now. Hashem says, you trust your boss, I'm out of here. You trust statistics, you stuck with statistics. You have to trust something. There's nobody that's not having betochen in something. What you put your betochen in, that's what you get left with. So if you betochen in Hashem, Hashem says, oh, fine, so I'll be with you. That's why betochen is such a moedika segula for success. Because when you turn to Hashem, Hashem says, fine, I'm with you. I'll come. You need a partner in your business? Yeah, I am, but you have to get rid of the other partners you've got first. There's no place for me in your business. You're so much slick and you're so clever and you're such a wonderful genius in business or whatever. Hashem says, you don't really need me. Where's there room for me in your business? Make space for me and I'll come in. When Hashem comes into your life, so then things get a lot easier sometimes.
Caveat.
But with everything.
It's strange that at night time I'm imuna betachon wanes and in the daytime it's strong. It's like the Shema where you have imuna
in menoscha
baboike in the morning it's beyatzi.
Lagid baboike chazdecho be menoscha balayla. See, that's why the night time is man imuna, where it's dark and you can't see it. There's dangers. That's where you need imuna. In the daytime you can see it.
You tend to worry more at night time than the day.
Because you have more time. You have more time. At night time you feed up. During the day you're running, you're doing, you're busy, whatever, you haven't got time to worry. At night time you step back. That's why the Rambam says you want to acquire Keter Torah, Dafka learning at the night. Dafka learning the night. Not because it's physically harder, because it is. It's because you have to clear out a lot more. You're left alone. That's what darkness is. It leaves you alone.
Thank you. Have a good Shabbos.
No one's got a problem walking in the cemetery during the day. But no one will sleep there at night.
Exactly.
What changed? It got dark. Darkness is not intrinsically dangerous. Well, what's the problem with dark? Dark's nothing. It makes everything else much more dangerous.